What you are about to hear is a series of remarks made by Mr. by the Minister for Foreign Affairs by the Minister for Foreign Affairs of Finland, and the occasion is the 30th anniversary of the signing of the final act of the Conference on Security and Cooperation in Europe, the CSCE, which, as I'm sure you are aware, has subsequently become the OSCE, the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. This took place in Helsinki. This conference took place in Helsinki on the 1st of August this year. All right. Madam President, ladies and gentlemen, today's occasion is an indication of the permanent and special relationship between Finland and the Finns and the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe and its predecessor, the CSCE. This special relationship exists not only because we feel an obligation to respect and strengthen the historical legacy of the Helsinki process and the Helsinki Final Act, but also because of our interest in and commitment to the model of international politics represented by the OSCE. The CSCE, and later the OSCE, has permanently offered a particularly workable opportunity for small states to pursue their interests while contributing to common goals. The OSCE, more than most other international organizations, has opened its doors for civil society actors, non-governmental organizations, researchers, and activists to participate in field operations and other activities, to become involved in the practice of world politics. There is no need even to remind ourselves of the historic value of the Final Act in providing individuals with normative tools to make governments observe their human rights commitments. What was thought to consolidate the order of sovereign nation states turned into a symbol of the rise of civil societies in international relations. Today, it is visible everywhere. Moreover, as an institution, the OSCE combines multilateralism with the concept of comprehensive security. This can be called an OSCE innovation from the early 1990s, dating back to the three baskets of cooperation adopted by the CSCE in the 1970s. The OSCE experience shows how it's possible to create a bridge between universal values and norms and their practical application. With the concept of follow-up, it teaches the international community to systematically pursue an issue and persist in the field, to not give in, even if progress may take time, even decades. President Halonen's address highlighted the relevance of all these aspects and dimensions of the OSCE model for responding to problems and challenges in today's global world. Moreover, although global solutions are indispensable when global problems are addressed, the history of the OSCE confirms the significance of regional arrangements and innovations. We can all recall numerous examples of appeals for the launch of a CSCE or OSCE process to solve problems and conflicts in almost every region in the world. The OSCE is not a completed project. On the contrary, it remains an uneven space with differences and discontinuities in political and social development. However, it may be more relevant today than before to assess the value of the OSCE as a source of common norms of conduct and as a model of security and cooperation for regions and sub-regions to the south and east of the OSCE region, or anywhere else for that matter. If we think of the difficult conflicts in the Korean Peninsula, South Asia, Caucasus, or in the wider Middle East, it will not be enough to solve the disputes in question politically, legally, or militarily. A peaceful, stable, and prosperous future requires the anchoring of a diplomatic solution with a network of contacts and cooperation among the neighboring societies and countries in the region.